Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. Got a lot of news to get into here today. If you listened to yesterday's show, probably noted that, in fact, we didn't talk a lot of news yesterday because we had two big guests. Max Smashmaster was on the show, as well as the Doctor of Lucha, talking all of the news in Lucha Libre. And the rest of the time, I ranted and raved about Becky Lynch. Well, today, Dave Meltzer is busy. He's working on getting his passport. He's got a trip coming up to the UK, so he is unavailable today. And we have no other guest. And so that means that today, it is your opportunity to contact us and have your voice heard. If you'd like to give us a call here today, 844-411-5411 is the studio number. That is 844-411-5411. That is directly to me, meaning if you call that number, it's going to ring and ring. And when you hear the show, that means you're next, so just stick around. You can also call the Sports Byline, 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529 is that phone number. And we have four or five lines open there if you want to call and stay on hold, 1-800-878-PLAY. And, of course, you can text message all day long at 425-780-7566. We've got tons of news. All In is coming up. I'm going to be there. I fly out a week from now. I can't even believe it. We can talk about the future of Cody Rhodes, Young Bucks, and Kenny Omega. They've been speaking out about it. NWA has got a 70th anniversary show coming up. We have Raw ratings. We have SmackDown ratings. We have Eric Rowan undergoing surgery. We have SummerSlam, the Super Showdown, Hell in a Cell, all these big WWE shows, and so much more. Once again, if you want to join the show here today, an hour of taking your phone calls, emails, and text messages besides the news, 844-411-5411, 1-800-878-PLAY, 425-780-7566 for text messages, all of these numbers on the front page of WrestlingObserver.com. And when we return, a fable here on Wrestling Observer Live.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
Everyone likes to, you know, scrapbook. You scrapbook on the couch, the kitchen counter, and your favorite place to scrapbook. The bedroom. And what could possibly make scrapbooking any better? KY Duration. With KY Duration Spray and Gel, men everywhere are scrapbooking longer, and that's great for their partners who really enjoy scrapbooking too. So go ahead, scrapbook tonight with KY Duration Spray and Gel for men. Last longer, stay in the moment, use as directed.
Stop into Lowe's to fit a few more projects and a lot more savings into summer. Get your deck looking its best with the new Valspar exterior stain. It covers in one coat, is rain ready in 4 hours, provides all weather defense from the elements, and it's only at Lowe's. Then, get ready to kick off the fall grilling season with savings of up to 20% on select grills. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Grill offer valid through 8/29. While supplies last, see store for details.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also WrestlingObserver.com. Allow me to read from Aesop's Fables, The Wolf and the Lamb. A wolf meeting with a lamb astray from the fold resolved not to lay violent hands on him, but to find some plea which should justify to the lamb himself his right to eat him. He thus addressed him. Sirrah, last year you grossly insulted me. Indeed, bleated the lamb in a mournful tone of voice, I was not then born. And said the wolf, you feed in my pasture. No, good sir, replied the lamb, I have not yet tasted grass. Again, said the wolf, you drink of my well. No, exclaimed the lamb, I never yet drank water, for as yet my mother's milk is both food and drink to me. On which the wolf seized him and ate him up, saying, well, I won't remain supperless, even though you refute every one of my imputations. The tyrant will always find a pretext for his tyranny. Do you know what did not happen in that fable, Mike Sempervivi?
What's that?
The lamb did not eat the lion or the wolf.
Yeah.
I got a text message here that I just want to read very quickly. I don't want to waste the whole show on Becky Lynch, but based on text messages and calls, it's already starting. So, if you recall, on SmackDown, Becky Lynch came out, and she had to cut a heel promo while everybody cheered her. And they had Becky Lynch come out and try to claim, you fans were never behind me. Mm. Which is so beyond preposterous. You fans were never behind me, as they cheered her week after week after week as the biggest babyface on SmackDown. Well, WWE.com did a poll. The poll asks, this is WWE.com. This ain't even me. This is the WWE website. Did you support Becky Lynch the entire time that she was trying to win the SmackDown Women's title? Yes, I was rooting for her the whole way. 93%. Yes, but only until Charlotte got involved. 7%. This is not looking good for this Becky Lynch heel turn here. We'll see what they do on Tuesday. I can't wait. I, for one, cannot wait. Mike, it's your chance to gloat, if you'd like to.
Nah, I don't think I have to. I think I said everything I'm going to say and responded to those people that think that they did something on Tuesday night with Becky Lynch. I think I've responded to them in kind through social media, and that's enough. The fact that you're reading from these fables every day, having to remind a lion in winter what it was once like to actually have baby faces and heels and logical booking, you know, that would be nice. But what else can really be said? What else can really be said? You should be apologizing to me right now. But other than that, I mean, what else can you say that the universe isn't already saying to them about this whole idiotic Becky Lynch, you know, heel turn?
I refuse to use the term universe, but let's see what the callers have to say. You're on the air, my friend. What's going on?
Hey, it's Joe from Mars Plains. I usually don't call twice a week, but I had the call, especially after what they did on Tuesday night. And this has been building for months, not just with this Charlotte Becky thing and how they screwed this up, but also the other half of the horsewoman, this Sasha Bailey thing that they've also screwed up. These two feuds when you look at it, like, when you look at it straight up, these two feuds are kind of the same. You have an underdog babyface and an elitist heel. And they should be telling the story. But instead, what do we get? We get opposite heel face alignments with Charlotte and Becky, or we get a situation where they don't know what to do and we just have counseling segments and then we just bring them back together like nothing ever happened with Sasha and Bayley. It's a shame. And the irony about all this is that a day ago, 3 years ago to the day yesterday, was that Sasha Bayley match at Brooklyn. And
about
what
that.
And what happened after the what happened after that match was all four of those horsewomen were out there in the curtain call, and it felt like they were at their peak at that time. Look what's happened 3 years later. All four of them, Charlotte, Sasha, Becky, Bayley, have all been misused and are being misused right now in different ways. And it's a shame because these four are very, very talented female wrestlers, the best on the main roster besides maybe Asuka. And it's just a shame that they're all being misused in different ways.
Well, thank you for your second call here this week. Would like to mention, by the way, that when they were doing that long, goofy storyline to break up Sasha and Bayley, and it just sucked, at least the one positive of it, potential positive, was that SummerSlam in Brooklyn was coming up, and they were going to have the opportunity to go out there and wrestle each other in Brooklyn again. Guess who wasn't even on the SummerSlam card at all?
Surprise.
Sasha and Bayley in Brooklyn. Because they put them back together again. Which, by the way, I thought, why would you spend months and months and months breaking these two up, dating back to before the Women's Royal Rumble? That's over 8 months ago. Why would you do that if you were only going to put them back together? And I thought, well, probably because they're going to do the Four Horsewomen of MMA against the Four Horsewomen of WWE. Well, now, look what they've done. They've broken up the other two horsewomen. So, what's even the point now?
Stop giving them credit. Stop giving them any good faith whatsoever. You can't. Until they fill the bag up and hand it over to you with goodness inside of it, how can you give them the benefit of the doubt on anything? You know, you find it amazing that they screwed up Becky Lynch in this. Why? It's what they do. Look at what they did with Bayley and Sasha. Look at way back when you once said, how could you screw up Bayley? I don't know. It's impossible to screw up Bayley, except that they did. How do you cool off Sasha to the point where she's just a joke and an afterthought on a pay-per-view from Brooklyn? Well, you did it. They just have this amazing ability, and they have the amazing gall and nerve to try to gaslight their fan base, to tell them what they're seeing they didn't really see. And what they're going to see, just wait. You got to have faith in us. I mean, let the story play out. Go to hell. Give me a break.
Let's go to Brent on the byline. Brent Kremen, you're on the air. What's going on?
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello, Brent. You're on the air, so let's get going here.
Yes. Hello, Brian and Mike. As far as the deal with Becky Lynch and Charlotte, isn't that the nature of a heel turn? Is where the person that is turning heel says that the fans have turned on them, and the fans actually have not turned on them?
Yeah, but have you been watching the show?
Oh, come on, give me a break! You called up, yes, wasted our time with this time.
I didn't see the entire interview, but the person that's turning heel says the fans have turned on me, and the fans actually haven't turned on the person.
Hang up.
Well, I mean, that is true, Brent. You have another point?
Yes. Yes. So, secondly, I wanted to discuss Brock Lesnar. Is his contract up? If so, it seems like that's stupid, because if he can work for WWE, he doesn't have to worry about wins and losses because it's fixed, doesn't have to worry about getting injured because they'll protect him, and he can make a lot of money. And he can go and work just a few dates out of the year. You know, why not re-sign? Work very little. Not have to worry about wins and losses, not get injured, and get paid a lot of money. Why not do that?
Well, Brent, I want to thank you very much for the call. He had an intelligent question there in the second one. Brock's contract is up. His contract was actually up at WrestleMania, but he signed a two-match extension, which ended at SummerSlam. Yeah, they could re-sign him right now.
Of course, yeah. Then maybe they should have, because they advertised him for the night after WrestleMania, or whatever the hell the shitty show was, SummerSlam. That's what they advertised him for afterwards, and couldn't figure out a way to use him, even though they were the ones who advertised him.
It's amazing. This is amazing with this company.
Anyway, the point of this is they could re-sign him, but I don't think Brock wants to have wrestling commitments if he's actually training for a UFC fight against Daniel Cormier. I mean, the last time he was training for a fight and he had a wrestling commitment, it was one of the worst matches he ever had in his life against Dean Ambrose at WrestleMania. So they're better off not signing him now, not paying him. Let him go do his UFC fight, and when he's done, he can come sign again, which I'm pretty sure is what they're probably going to end up doing. Back in a moment with more Wrestling Observer Live.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, payroll taxes, or have not filed your returns, the IRS will get you. They can take your property, take you to court, even put you in jail. One call to Wahl & Associates and your tax problems are solved. Wahl has saved clients over $150 million in the last 5 years. Our average client settles for about 10% of what is owed. With one call to Wahl, you'll never need to talk to the IRS again. We offer free face-to-face consultations in your local area. Remember, Wahl has a proven track record with a total client savings over $150 million. Call now for your free face-to-face consultation. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
You're listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also WrestlingObserver.com. Would you like to be all in this Labor Day weekend, but could not swing a trip to Chicago? Wrestling Travel has you covered. If you pre-order StarCast on Fight TV before August 27th, you will be automatically entered for your chance to win the ultimate all-in experience. You and a guest. So if you'd like to, you could bring Flip Gordon. We'll receive airfare to Chicago, a hotel suite for 3 nights, platinum bracelets to StarCast, an eat-and-greet every day at StarCast. I'm in. Every official meet-and-greet at StarCast, VIP tickets to the official after-party, and best of all, front-row tickets to All In. The drawing will happen Monday, August 27th, live on Twitch. Remember, when you order StarCast, you get over 20 live shows, more than 40 hours of content, both live and on demand. Don't miss your chance to win the ultimate all-in experience. Fight.tv/StarCast at StarCast with two R's. Pre-order today before it is too late.
Do you have Chris Wolf's number?
Yeah.
Call her right now.
To get her to StarCast?
No, well, I mean, I got an idea for her.
Oh, really?
Yes.
We'll talk.
The meet and greet. You walk up for a picture. She slaps you in the face with a steak. She screams out, "Your mom." You get to keep the steak. You get an autograph. You get a picture of not only the impact of the steak, but then also her signing the steak for you. And off you go. Or you get a bone in. They can make it. They can carve your
name
in that. A bone in steak, a ribeye.
Mm.
You ever heard of ribeyes?
I sure have.
Exactly.
I ate so many ribeyes in that eating contest. I trounced Chris Wolf in that contest.
You got the gout?
So maybe you should be talking to me. No, I felt great.
Okay.
The only thing that didn't feel great is the day before.
Passing all that meat?
The day before that match, my back was kind of bothering me a little bit. I was like, man, I don't feel good for this match. So we were at the pool at the Mirage, and they got a massage table set out front. And I thought, okay, get a massage today. I'll feel great for tomorrow. So I go over there, and this giant Hawaiian guy comes over. And he works me over on this massage table for a good hour. And I got off this table, and man, I felt great. I was like, dude, I need to do this more often. I feel awesome. So had a great day, feeling good. Woke up Saturday morning, every part of my body ached. Wow. I was so sore.
Why did you get a deep tissue massage before the match?
Well, I didn't think about it. And I mean, I had work done after the match as well, but.
Well, of course.
I mean, I should have got it the day of. That was my mistake.
A man of great wealth like yourself.
Well, the future of Cody Rhodes, the Young Bucks, and Kenny Omega remains uncertain. Seems that they plan on sticking together. During a conference call to promote the StarCast convention during All In Weekend, Cody was asked a question about what could be next for All In after the first show September 1st. Cody said he wasn't sure, but that he and other members within the Bullet Club are verbally committed to one another going forward. That's my child yelling daddy right there, by the way. One thing that is special about this group is we have verbally committed to each other. I don't know that that's ever been done in the history of wrestling, where I have verbally committed to the Bucks, Kenny Omega, and Hangman Page. There is this verbal commitment that the next step we take, it's no secret, our contracts are all up. What happens next, the next step we take, we're going to take it together, and we're going to take it as a family.
That's what Shane Douglas thought, too. See what happened to him.
Well, you know.
And there were radicals, and then somebody was left out. Who will be that somebody that gets left out?
I should add that Filthy and I have also verbally committed to each other prior to those guys doing it, so it was not unprecedented. But
do you have a commitment?
Let's go to the phones. You're on the air. What's going on? Oh, dude, seriously, you were on hold for that long? Like,
you scared him.
Are you kidding me? Am I that intimidating?
Yes.
Answer is no, I'm not. All right, let's go back to the sports byline. I actually don't know who is on the sports byline, but you're on the air. What's going on? Tony.
Hey, it's Tony from Philly. I got disconnected earlier, but I'm back.
What's up?
Hey, Brian, I kind of went out and just bought your audiobook after that reading of that fable. I think you got a future in ASMR, man.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
I got a quick point to make about the Bullet Club. You were just talking about it. But before I do, now that Lance Storm is back in the Empire, can we please get Brian Alvarez, Lance Storm, and Filthy Tom Lawler in Chikara's King of Trios?
It's very funny that you mentioned that. Well, it's not going to happen this year. It's all booked up. But you never know what might happen in the future.
Yeah. But the Bullet Club point I wanted to make is that you brought it up and Dave brought it up on Wrestling Observer Radio, and you just brought it up again now. You mentioned those names. Cody, Kenny Omega, the Young Bucks, and Adam Page. Noticeably omitted from that was Marty Scurll. He was never mentioned. What is his plans? Do you know if he wants to do his own thing? Does he have goals and eyes set on WWE? Because in my mind, and a lot of minds, he's a superstar, and he's got a bright future. But I'm just wondering why he's not involved in this Bullet Club family pact.
British.
Well, I want to thank you very much for the call. I don't know if British is the correct answer, Mike, but I'll say this, okay? I don't know why he wasn't mentioned, okay? It may be that he has just decided, I'm going to go to WWE. Or it could merely be that his contract's not up at the same time as the rest of them. Like, all the others, their contracts are all up right around the same time. They made that very clear. It's possible Skrull signed somewhere and he's not up for another year. Maybe that's why he wasn't mentioned. I don't know, but you're far from the only person that has noticed that. Why do I hear myself in the background?
I don't know.
Drop that byline, please. There we go. All right, let's go to the phones. The studio line, you're on the air. What's up? Not this again. You're on the air, buddy. Going once.
Yeah, hi, Ryan. I was just calling today to get your thoughts on WWE turning Becky Lynch heel even when the fans still cheer her, and whether you think it was the right decision, since I don't think. I've heard you or Mike's opinions on it yet. Thanks. Love the show.
Thank you very much for the call. That was awesome. I need to get that machine as a co-host.
You do.
The only problem, my friend,
you pay
is...
it less?
Let's see. What's today? Thursday? Okay, for 48 hours I've been ranting about this. I don't think everybody wants to hear it again. I think it was very dumb. But you know, I do have one talking point that I haven't mentioned on this show. I did mention it briefly last night.
What?
These, I don't know if I should call them the writers, or I should call them Vince, or I should blame the agents, but there is such rampant stupidity in this company, okay? Listen to me. Let's forget the fact that the whole multi-month storyline was all about Becky being a sympathetic babyface, and the ending of their damn story was that she turned heel. Let's forget about that stupidity, okay? If the whole idea of your stupid story is that Charlotte is going to be the babyface and Becky is going to be the heel, all right? Then if your stupid story is that Becky is going to turn on Charlotte after losing, then what should probably happen is in the match, while going head up with each other, Charlotte, like, scores a small package or something and pins Becky Lynch fairly clean in the middle of the ring. Because when you've got a Braun Strowman whose gimmick is that he is, and I quote, not a coward, and he is not going to attack people from behind, and he is going to face-to-face tell them when he is going to cash in, because, again, he's, quote, not a coward, then how do you book a match where Charlotte attacks her friend from behind and pins her? Hello?
Dude.
I realize that's the least of our problems, but dude, can you tell a story at any point?
No. And in their mind, they did that when Carmella smacked Becky and fell over, and that was supposed to be enough where Becky, I guess, should have known her friend Charlotte would never do anything like that, even though she ended up accepting a match to take away the shine off of her friend and then ended up, you know, pinning her friend after. Forget all about that. In their mind, that's what they did. That was enough for Becky to be completely crazed and to go off and to be loony and turn on her crazy, you know, just insanely turn on her friend. That was enough for them. That should have been it. And that's why you should have cheered the hug. And you should have been shocked and upset when Becky turned on Charlotte. Because, I mean, everything is fair and square to them. I mean, Paige put her in the match. I mean, it's just all of this stuff where you have to jump through hoops to try to figure out what they're doing because it makes no sense. It fits in perfectly with the rest of the stuff that they do. It's not made for me. I mean, that's for sure.
This person says, be careful with verbal commitment. That's how marriages are supposed to go, but we know how they end up. I've been happily married 8 years. Mike's going on 35.
It's possible. Feels like it.
Read the fable about the man from Nantucket, this person says.
I know. It's
well, one of us has already dropped a bomb here on this show. I don't think
it's
we need another
fable.
One.
It's not a fable. I'm out here over late. They make me like Zap over here, okay? It's not my fault.
This person says, Now that we've watched these men take a backseat to their female partners, wouldn't the Rusev-Almas half-brother storyline have been so much more entertaining? Hey, they can always pull the trigger on that.
Why are they feuding? Why have they been feuding this whole time? Why are two heels that should be teaming together with their women who shouldn't be in the ring? They should be managers because that's what they're best at. Why are these people feuding to further the Rusev-English Lana triangle? Get the hell out of here.
Well, I think that Rusev and Lana are supposed to be baby faces. They're not all heels.
Really? Are they?
Yeah.
How about that?
Back in a moment with more Wrestling Observer Live.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from Resort Release, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get rid of their expensive timeshares. Once you've made that decision to get rid of your timeshare for any reason, Resort Release is offering a Better Business Bureau accredited way to legally get rid of your timeshare guaranteed. We guarantee to get rid of your timeshare payments permanently. Even if you've tried another company to get rid of your expensive timeshare, call now and see if we can help you. At Resort Release, you don't pay anything until you're ready. If you're ready to learn how to permanently get rid of your costly timeshare, make this complimentary free call right now.
800-598-0539. 800-598-0539. 800-598-0539. That's 800-598-0539.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also WrestlingObserver.com. If you'd like to call us here today, 844-411-5411 is the studio number, the sports byline, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Text messages today to 425-780-7566. All of these numbers on the front page of WrestlingObserver.com.
I don't want to belabor this point, but when did Rusev turn babyface?
Well, nowadays they don't do a turn.
Exactly.
They just start booking them as babyfaces.
Yeah.
It was right around the time he got his, I don't even know when it was. But yeah,
exactly.
They're supposed to be babyface.
Exactly.
This person here says, why do fans pay money to go sit in the crowd at a WWE show and criticize the product because you don't like the booking. Don't watch the show. So, Texter, in your world,
an idiot.
As a paying fan, you feel that it's your job to accept whatever WWE gives you. That's your worldview?
There's a lot of people like that. I guess they like to be lied to. They like to be, you know, any, like I said, some people, I guess, just invite gaslighting and love to be treated like garbage and love to just be told what to think and what to say, and anybody that disagrees and steps out of line and it doesn't stay in lockstep, well, they're the problem. It's those fans. That's, I like how this turned to, you fans should be giving this a chance. You fans, as if it's the fans' fault that they cannot tell a story. Give me a break. That's great. I mean, if that comment was because I said it's not for me, you're right, it's not for me, but it's my job. And they continue to claim that part of what they do is based in pro wrestling, and part of what they do is based in old pro wrestling logic. That's not true. That's not true with that company. And they don't seem to care because they're making all of the money in the world. Believe me, we get through enough of these fables, you know, like the plane tree and some other ones. We'll see how it actually does play an effect on them. Sooner or later, it does. Look, I'm not saying that they're going out of business tomorrow. I'm not saying that they're ever going out of business. What I'm saying is, they're not in as good of a position as they think that they are right now with this influence of this TV money and everything else, when so many metrics keep falling and falling and falling, and their demographics get older and older and older. Not everything of what they're doing right now is golden. It's just not, period. I don't care how much money they're making. I don't care how much they spin it that they're, what they're doing works. It's not true.
Caller, you're in the air. What's up?
Hey, what's up? I want to get your thoughts on Charlotte out of all this. You know, they've managed to, I mean, Becky Lynch is one thing. What do you think happens to Charlotte from here on? And she's actually a really good wrestler, and, you know, she's a great performer and all that father thing and all that jazz. What happens to her from here on? And, you know, they've managed to they're going to end up getting her booed out of every building.
Damn right they are.
You know, I know. Yeah. And I know you said she's going to get the Roman Reigns treatment from here on in. But do you think maybe they can get back on the horse and use this as a setup for Charlotte and Rousey at Mania, being that Charlotte's the heel now and Rousey could be the babyface?
Well, here's the deal.
So much time.
I want to thank you very much for the call. I want to make a point about this. So this is right now, and they could switch it on Tuesday for all I know. I know they already edited the video of SmackDown and took out all references to Becky bearing the crowd. So maybe they actually did decide to change their mind. I don't know. We'll find out Tuesday. But this is exactly what happened with Roman Reigns and Daniel Bryan. Exactly. And when that Roman Reigns-Daniel Bryan thing occurred, I mean, Daniel Bryan retired, and they still hated Roman Reigns. It's not like Daniel Bryan was still around for them to be mad about. He retired. He couldn't even wrestle. They still hated Roman Reigns. They've hated him for 4 years because of what they did with him and Daniel Bryan. They're doing the exact same thing now with Becky and Charlotte, okay? Now, there's one gigantic difference. In the Observer this week, Dave noted that John Cena has been off TV long enough that the number one merch seller in the company is, in fact, Roman Reigns right now. And they don't have another babyface that they feel, and you can argue this if you want to, I don't care, I'm just telling you what they think. They don't feel they have another babyface that could replace Roman Reigns if Roman Reigns turned heel. So he's remained a babyface. Now with Charlotte, it doesn't matter if she gets the Roman Reigns treatment. It doesn't matter if they never cheer her again. Who cares? It's not like she's carrying the company. It's not like she's anywhere near the top merch seller. It absolutely, positively does not matter. So yeah, I can say they're going to Roman Reigns her, but I mean, who cares? She's Charlotte Flair. She should be a heel anyway. Like, right?
No.
And if she stays a babyface and gets booed, what difference does it make? It's not like Roman Reigns. I mean, they can push her and she can get booed, and it's not like it has any effect whatsoever on the company. It's not like she's preventing somebody else from being the top babyface. They have Ronda Rousey. They have other girls that can be the top babyface, and it's not going to drastically affect the company. She's not headlining all the pay-per-views. So, I mean, it's probably for the best that she's not pushed as a babyface that everybody booed. We don't need another one of those. But it's not the end of the world if that happens.
It's not good going into an all-women's pay-per-view and somewhere where you want to have her built up as a conquering hero or as a babyface. You don't want her to be booed. It does matter. That matters. I mean, and I know what you're saying, but I think you're downplaying it a little bit when it comes to her because that does matter. It's like if people came out and booed Ronda Rousey. I mean, it does screw. They obviously look at her differently than they look at some other people. So, yeah, I think it would affect it a lot more than you're kind of giving them. If she is to be booed from this point. Now, to get out of it, it's so easy to get out of this with Becky. If you wanted to kind of turn it around again and you don't want Charlotte to get booed, you just have Becky basically almost apologize to Charlotte. Sorry for doing this. I got all fired up. You're the champion. I'm coming after that belt. But you know what? The first thing I'm going to do is I got to take care of some unfinished business, and I'm going to rip all of the hair out of Carmella's head. And you just basically play up what Becky was before, that fiery baby face that everybody wants to get behind. And then, yes, you got to do something with that belt. But if you have her go out there and have her continue to do what she's doing, playing up to the fans what she was doing as a baby face, people will be just as behind her as they frankly are right now, wanting her to turn or not wanting her to turn. It's not that difficult to get back out of it. We'll see what they do. They usually double down, so I don't have any faith in them. And let's be honest, you can't have any faith in anything they do anyway.
I just want to mention here, in the Bayley-Sasha feud and now the Charlotte and Becky feud and the decisions they make about who's a good guy and who's a bad guy. We've had Charlotte on the show, Ashley, plugging her book. Super nice, very charismatic, very friendly, very likable, okay? That's the real life Charlotte. However, on television, her character is she's the queen and she wears a feathered robe, and she stands really tall, and she acts like she's above everybody else. And meanwhile, Becky Lynch is like a plucky, fighting, quirky, punny, happy, likable character.
More like an every woman, yes.
So, and forget the storyline, which was to make Becky a babyface, but I mean, they're both miscast right now. Charlotte is not the natural heel in this feud, or the natural babyface, nor is Becky the natural heel. And the same thing, like, Sasha Banks' character is the legit boss, okay? Now listen, I've had people text me and say, Brian, you're 42 years old, 43 years old, it's 2018, okay? The character she's doing, the boss, it's a babyface thing. Okay, you can tell me that all you want, all right? But listen, the legit boss is the most cringeworthy character for a babyface I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
Okay, first off, she's not the legit boss, okay? If she wanted to call herself the non-legit boss, that's cool, but, like, Stephanie's on the show. So she ain't the legit boss, number one. Her promos as the legit boss are not babyface promos. Bayley is out there. She hugs people. She always does the right thing. She's got these balloons that dance around. The children love her. And these morons came to the conclusion that, you know what, Bayley's going to be the heel in this situation, and the legit boss is going to be the babyface. And you know what? In that turn and in the Becky Charlotte turn, in both cases, the fans utterly rejected the turns, partially because of the storyline. I mean, same thing with... It's the exact same with Becky and Sasha. In that entire storyline, Sasha was screwing her friend left and right.
Exactly.
And then, not only is she miscast, and she's screwing her friend, I mean, it's just, the whole thing in both situations is just mind-blowing. That they cannot figure out which one is likable, which one is not likable. Let's add on top of that the story we told in both cases, but then let's turn the other one. I mean, dude.
Which is exactly the way that, you know, that the Sasha character and Charlotte characters were developed on NXT, if you recall. You know, it was exactly that way. As amazing baby face. Just get out of here. It's just
the mouse did not eat the wolf. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
If I would have read that stupid fable and it would have concluded with the mouse turned and ate the lion.
Swerve.
Dude, that would be stupid.
I'm
about to drop a bomb here on the show about how stupid that would be. Let's go to the phones here on the air before I get us kicked off the air. What's going on?
Hey, Brian. Hey, Mike. I won't drop any bombs, and I promise I won't do the Nantucket poem either. But good God, man, I am. It just befuddles the mind how stupid their booking can be. And how Vince McMahon gets it in his head he's going to go the polar opposite way of the logical way to go. It's been like a trend in the past maybe 10-plus years or more that when he gets something, he goes in the polar opposite direction of the way you should go with it. And then people are surprised that he's going to do it again. He's not going to change his mind. He's set in his ways. I'm afraid he's completely lost his marbles as far as how to actually do things properly. This is getting to a ridiculous point. This is why people are looking for outside things now, and why independents and things like that are getting popular, because they're tired of the formulaic situations that WWE throws out there. Then they're tired of being insulted by WWE when they question the creative vision of the company. Don't get mad at me because I don't like what you've thrown out there. You should be catering to me, not the other way around. That's how this works.
Well, you may have to watch NXT or something, buddy. Ain't getting that on the main roster, dude. Oh, man. Road Dogg's defending this on Twitter.
Don't.
Now, I have to read this. I have to. So someone explained exactly what they did on television. He said, "That's not the story you were told. That's the story you wanted to hear." Charlotte,
Gaslight.
Becky had to do the exact same thing as Charlotte did, beat Carmella. They both climbed the exact same mountain. Road Dogg ain't even watching his own damn television show.
Road Dogg's a moron. And I, you know what? This isn't really against Road Dogg. He's just trying to be a company man, because I got more faith in the Armstrong family and their knowledge of pro wrestling and history that's not really him speaking. But you know what? When you say something like that, don't be surprised when people like me come back after you holding our hands out saying we won't want to be treated like absolute morons and being told what we're seeing isn't really happening. Shut up. Just stop with it. Don't say anything at all. Don't try to defend your nonsense garbage.
Burr says they should have made Bailey a sex bot instead of a heel. This must be Tim. Tim, your idea is stupid. However, it may be better than what they did.
Bailey, Sami Zayn, Becky Lynch, the most natural baby faces you've ever seen in your entire life.
Brian and Mike, this person says, shut the frick up. And he actually wrote that. You've lost your marbles about today's wrestling product. WWE is the best it's ever been.
Get out. You
back in a moment. Suck. Observer Live.
You might know me as the host of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, but this time I'm here to talk about that four-letter word everybody dreads, pain. If you have back pain or knee pain like I do, hey, you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. I'm talking about, if Medicare is your primary medical insurance, guess what? You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge. Anything to help me with the pain, hey, makes it more manageable, gets my attention, folks. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for your back, ankle, knee, or shoulder, guess what? Give the Health Alert Hotline a call. Toll-free, 1-800-428-1570. 1-800-428-1570. You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge. 1-800-428-1570. The Health Alert Hotline, 1-800-428-1570.
Being a new parent means every high and low you can imagine. But Evos can make it all easier with a baby monitor you can trust. Go to myevos.com. That's myevoz.com to see how Evos can be the eyes and ears of your nursery. Evos works with your smartphone to provide a live audio and HD video connection to your baby anytime and anywhere. On a date, at work, away on business, even serving your country overseas, Evos helps you never miss a moment. Whether your baby is with a sitter, your partner, a grandparent, or a friend, you'll be right there too. And with unique features like smart alerts that know the difference between a barking dog and your baby crying, extensive sleep tracking data, and state-of-the-art security features for your peace of mind, Evos is the smart baby monitor for connected parents. And enter the code SPORTS at checkout for $20 off. That's myevos.com. M-Y-E-V-O-Z.com.
In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Spurs says, what's Becky's contract status? I think she should be the top woman on the Indies. Well, she's not leaving. Let's not get crazy here. Just one stupid storyline. She's not going to actually leave the company. Got so many text messages. All people care about. Spurs says, if Rusev is a face, why was he attacking AJ Styles? Well, you know, just one of those things.
Exactly.
Hey, here we go. I saw your match against Peach Machine. I thought it was awesome. I love the grappling. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Keep reading down. Who does it say it's signed by?
It doesn't say it's signed by anybody. You can check it out, by the way, if you're a subscriber to video.f4wonline.com. It's up there on the video channel for subscribers. So check it out. I'll say this. It was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun. And if you are a subscriber to WrestlingObserver.com, if you listen back to the last week, I think Sunday with Filthy and a couple of other shows as well, told the whole story behind the match, how we put it together, why things happened the way they did. So if you like hearing backstage scoops, it's a fun few shows to watch.
Wow, Brian, your partner looked great. Signed Disco.
Oh, come on. Actually, Disco did a great babyface comeback. Guy's 50 years old.
A heel.
He moved great. You know what? When he came out for that babyface comeback, they actually cheered.
Well, don't expose anything. That's part of the story that you need to go back and listen to.
That's right. All right, we're out of time, everybody. I want to thank Mike, as always, callers and listeners. If you texted and I did not read it on the air, I'll try and get back to you via text. I've been trying to do that lately. Do as many as I can. But thanks again. We'll be back tomorrow with more every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. Thanks, Dom, the new Brian, everybody at the studio. Talk to you again next time. Wrestling Observer Live.